We are reading from Kabbalah for the student, article, a speech for the completion of the Zohar, page 76. We're starting from the more or less middle of the second paragraph. And since the Zohar, starting with the words, and since the Zohar appeared in our generation, it is a clear proof that we are already in the days of the Messiah, at the outset of the generation upon which it was said, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." We should know that the spiritual matters are not like corporeal matters where giving and receiving come as one. In spirituality, the time of giving and the time of receiving are separate. This is because first it was given from the Creator to the receiver, and in this giving, He only gives him a chance to receive. However, he has not received a thing yet until he is properly sanctified and purified, and then one is rewarded with receiving it. Thus, it may take a long time between the time of giving and the time of receiving. Accordingly, the saying that this generation has already come to the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord," refers only to the giving. Yet, we have not yet come to a state of reception, when we are purified, sanctified, and steady, and exert in the desired amount. The time of reception will arrive, and the verse, "For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord," will come true in us.
Things also in the light of Chokhmah. Yes? Where are you, my beloved? You're there afar. But you woke up late?
We were working in the new building.
In the new building? Did you get confused or what?
No, we made different arrangements there.
I'm asking on purpose so that they'll be jealous of you.
Why is there this gap between the time of giving and the time of receiving?
Giving is bestowal, and reception is bestowal. But giving is called that we acquired vessels, discernments. There's no time in spirituality. Rather, when it comes to our matter, because of our will to receive, which upper influences cannot be in contact with the will to receive, then there is between them there's a klipa, shell between them. Which maintains that they'll be differentiated and separate. In general, how does the light come to the kli? Is it just capable of doing anything? How can there be contact between these two so opposite forms? In our world, there is no example. Fire and water. So they come to a contact between them, and one cancels the other. It's the same world, it's the same inner nature in the two of them. To grasp, to acquire. Whereas the spiritual force When it touches it, they can't get to know each other. There's no approach. If they would come to contact, they would immediately... It's clear. We understand from physics these phenomena. So here it's simple. It's impossible. It's simply impossible. There cannot be contact. Therefore, there's a system of klipa. Very respectable, very beautiful and strong and whole. Very complex. Which does the right contact. Between it and the will to receive, which just wants to receive. The klipa.
שקר של אמת, אמת של שקר, אתה מבין, כאלו ההבחנות שבהם הלא ידוע, עדיין צריכים לברר.
Can be like the truth of the lie, the lie of the truth, in which in between, we use certain buffers for things that we cannot connect together. Therefore, there's a time of forgiving. The whole condition is the difference between time of giving and receiving. The whole descent from above to below is the reaching of from phase one to phase three. It's the reception of the message of the Creator in the creature. But you see how much time it takes to digest and respond.
If we can get a bit deeper into the formula, or I don't exactly know how to put it, but what is the calculation according to which this connection takes place, and practically meaning, suppose yesterday I really felt how hard it is to convey a message to the broad audience and how hard it is for us to understand you practically from the upper to the lower. How do we connect and create this equivalence with its equation? What's the formula that we have to adapt ourselves to? It's different between the creator and the creature than it is from the higher to the lower. If we say that if we nullify ourselves and we accept the desire of the higher instead of ours, that is the desire of the upper that determines, that is the connection. How in technique do you connect between two things? You have a frequency here, a frequency there, or to make something between them that will kind of adapt between them, match them, that will change one frequency into the other and the other into the first one, and so on, for them to be interconnected. There has to be a place where this equivalence happens. This place of equivalence, like we study, it's the Zadabina, it's the womb, it's the lower third of the Zeranpin, the knee of Zeranpin, where the Malchut connects. That's how you build a certain adapter. It's a manst. It's what we call Yeshut. Or Tselem, this kind of a system, Tzadik Lamed Mem. And more and more such systems in which... But again, To begin with, the direction of two sides that are about to connect, where each one of them is capable of giving itself up in order to connect with the other. Only that from the upper is capable of, the higher is capable of doing it because of its perfection, and the lower, due to its complete lack of perfection, that the lower acknowledges its complete lack of perfection and this way connects with the upper. But it's simple things. In our world, we're all the time in the science of connection, communication, even culture, even the simplest connections between people happen this way in theater, everywhere. If I want to reach some kind of a connection with the other, I have to stop keeping to my information and start accepting his things. Yes. How does it practically happen that the lower here adapts himself to the time of the giving? Is it a certain kind of a nullification? Does one have to adapt himself? How does he feel now that there is... He goes down to the lower and gives the lower what the lower wants, but inside the message that the higher conveys to the lower, there's an inner force that develops the lower. The lower wants to fill its belly. Doesn't want anything. Doesn't want to grow. Doesn't know what that is. The higher makes it so that as a result of the lower getting milk, which is the chasadim, that there is nothing about it inside the milk words works the blood, and the blood already grows the lower, the smaller, and turns him into and grows him, turns him into a grower up. And for not for the blood and the milk, the lower would not grow. So what kind of a reciprocal nullification is there between them now? Then, during the time of the conception, the lower nullified itself toward the upper and agreed upon receiving everything from it. God blood. Meaning directly what the higher has. Now, the lower becomes more independent. And then the upper, on purpose, develops a system of an adapting system between the two, which is the system of the milk. But it's the same blood that took on the clothing of the chassadim. And what happens then? The higher takes on a clothing of the chokhmah, takes on the chokhmah and the clothing of the chassadim. Two things. That's what the lower gets from the higher. And then the lower grows twice as much and already has a comparison between I have this and I have that. And then it grows. Already becomes the little that learns between blood and milk. It develops these two forms for him. One comes from the creator and the other comes from the creature. The quality of bestowal and the quality of reception that he takes upon himself at the same time. But he's small. Why? Because he nullifies himself toward the milk. He agrees on taking upon himself... Well, we'll learn about the times for the better, the times for the worse, how he's supposed to agree with the higher, or that the higher does according to the desire of the lower, or that the lower has to agree with the higher. It's not simple. It begins the matter of different times, something that did not exist previously. Well, Maybe we'll keep on reading a bit. Okay, so we're on page 75 also. Also, it is known that redemption and the complete attainment are intertwined. The proof is that anyone who is drawn to the secrets of the Torah is also drawn to the land of Israel. This is why we're promised, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord only at the end of days, during the time of redemption. Therefore, as we have not yet been rewarded with a time of reception in the complete attainment, but only with a time of giving, by which we have been given a chance to achieve complete attainment. So it is with redemption. We have been rewarded with it only in the form of giving. The fact of the matter is that the Creator delivered our holy land from the foreigners and has given it back to us, yet we have not received the land into our own authority, since the time of reception has not yet come, as we explained concerning the complete attainment. Thus, He has given, but we have not received. After all, we have no economic independence, and there is no political independence without economic independence. Moreover, there is no redemption of the body without redemption of the soul. And as long as the majority of the people are captive in the foreign cultures of the nation and are incapable of Israel's religion and culture, the bodies too will be captive under the alien forces. In this respect, the land is still in the hands of foreigners. The proof is that no one is excited about the redemption as it should have been with redemption after two millennia. Not only are those in the diaspora not inclined to come to us and delight in the redemption, but a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to be rid of this redemption and return to the diaspora where they came from. Thus, even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not yet received it. We are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of God in Torah and Mitzvot, Lishma. At that time, the temple will be built, and we will receive the land into our own authority. And then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption.
Well, spirituality and corporeality are 2 degrees, and what happens in this also happens in that. And it's the same processes. If our desire is under the control of the foreign intentions from the Creator, then certainly also in our world, everything occurs this way. Also in the land of Israel, the corporeal land of Israel, and also in the whole world. But it's no wonder that if we are running behind the correction and are not so investing in this so much and not showing responsibility for what's happening all over the world, and even more than that, there's an opportunity to bring contentment to the Creator, and it's no wonder that we are also externally in the world feeling this way. A person needs to say that the world depends on me, and he tips the whole world to the scale of merit. Or the other way. Yeah.
Can the land of Israel achieve economical independence?
The state of Israel is the only state in the world that can be independent in everything, not dependent on anyone in anything. The opportunity exists. The implementation depends upon us, especially us here, those who belong to the group of Bnei Baruch that is in Israel and in the world, which belong to us. We are the only place in the world, the only state, the only nation which is capable of being truly independent. No state is capable. All countries are connected to each other, are dependent on each other, and we're not. And they're discovering slowly, slowly, other than a mutual dependency, they're finding mutual dependency. Now, soon they will find a mutual dependency, dependency upon us, and that will be a problem. Because if we don't correct this proper attitude between us and upwards, and between us downwards towards them, they will reveal this, that they're dependent upon us. And they will start to blame us that we're doing all the problems in the world. The crisis is from us. The ecology issues are from us. We're blamed for everything. We're to blame for everything. And in the end, the bottom line, they're correct. Because all in all, these sufferings and problems come because we're in the path from the upper light to come down and spread towards them. We need adaptation towards the upper light. And therefore it will come. For the time being, the crisis is spreading. The world is revealing that it's more and more dependent upon each other. It's going to be expressed by fascism and in all kinds of ways. America will start breaking up and all the rest. And then we will start seeing how the world, how everyone will be unanimous in neutralizing us, the same UN which made the decision about the land of Israel, not the two states and all these nonsense things that we're hearing there, that Obama's coming there and to do a Palestinian state or something like that, or whatever he wants. No, the UN will define that we need to just cancel the land of Israel and give this place to whoever was here until 100 years ago. So, there was a wrong decision. Who's for? You see. 99% over there are going to be for. It'll be 100%. And this will be under the condition that we don't do what we have to do. Read what they're talking about, Armageddon and all that, Gog and Magog. Many things are written about the possible things that could occur. You say, are we independent or can we be economically dependent? I understand that you care about the economy according to your profession and so forth. We can be independent in everything. The whole world is not independent from anyone and from anything and from us. And we are independent of everyone if we connect ourselves to the Creator in order to pass from Him and onwards the abundance to the world, then we're independent. No one will be able to harm in this work. If you deal with this, no one can harm you. No one can do anything to you. This is the action and the place and the one secure state. Yes.
Why not the other way around? If they find out that they're reliant on us, they'll suck up
what
to
are they?
Us. They'll be nicer.
No, they are going to discover you as, just as the source of the problems. They're not going to discover that you have the light because you don't have it. You're not connecting with the Creator. You have darkness in you. The darkness which is illuminating to the whole world in darkness. The dark candle. That's what they're feeling in you. Well, Hanoch.
How do you come to that?
To what?
This state of complete independence. There is no person today in Israel, from my knowledge, from the past 40 years, or even nor someone who, or even more, who said that the land of Israel could become independent in the world.
Not only independent from the whole world, it can rule, it can control, it could be the I don't know what, the richest, the most developed from all the world. In what? If it engages in what it must deal in spirituality and doesn't think more about anything else, not to be similar to the rest of the nations of the world and not to take examples from anything else, rather, how can I have to ask, the nation has to ask, how can we serve the Creator and serve the nations of the world? That is our destiny. This is our essence, to be the passage, which means to be connected on one hand to the Creator and on the other hand to the nations of the world. So how can we do this? So for this, we need, as Bnei Baruch, as internality of the nation of Israel, ask ourselves, how are we? The group of Bnei Baruch, which is spread all over the world, how can we be connected to the Creator and through the nation of Israel connected from internality to externality, as he explained to us in the introductory to the book of Zohar, how we can be through the nation of Israel bestowing to the whole of the nation of the world's nations, connected to common folks in Israel and through them to the whole of the world. How we can be this adapter? That's our job. We are Bina. This is our place. It's called a kingdom of priests.
That's the role of Bnei Baruch.
Yes.
Good.
And also of the whole nation of Israel, to return to that role as it was.
Most of the people sitting in Israel, the mundane Israelis, they won't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, this is the result of the exile. This is a good state. Because they already don't know about this at all, then now there's a flip of it, and now the time has come for them to need to know
good.
About it.
How? Because if you come with this message to the people, it is a very revolutionary message. The question is, how do I introduce it such that people could grab hold of that? Because the Creator and the Light, they don't know what that is.
I need to see how Baal Sulam wrote and rewrite it according to what the people can understand. And he writes about it in a very pretty revealed manner. He doesn't do some kind of politics in this, meaning we need to teach the whole world, we need to be a light to the nations, we need to bring everyone to connection with the Creator. Also, in the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, in the article of Arvut, in all the places, I don't see in this, and I also don't see that there's anything to hide. I don't think that there's time for some games here. In my eyes, we are in very difficult states, which are developing to the worst, if we don't flip them to the good.
When you say to rewrite, you mean that you will rewrite it.
What, me?
You, the Rav, will rewrite all these things. It's not us, it's you.
Well, change his articles a little bit that are written anyways, a little bit to the more... At the time, it was written a little bit more to the language of the Judaism and Orthodoxy. So everyone was very close to the language of Orthodoxy at the time.
What do you need from us?
You need to go to study in the yeshiva?
If it'll help, I'll go.
We need to understand that we have now a certain period. On one hand, it's supposedly quiet. It's not quiet. Everything is bubbly and burning around. We need to think higher than what's happening to us here, because it's only as an awakening towards our role of what the Creator expects of us. And therefore, it establishes all these conditions. So we need to go on the dissemination. First of all, the inner dissemination in each and every one of us, in the internality of the group. Once again, from inside out, within a person, within the family, like we spoke yesterday, and then to the internality of the group, and between the groups, to the internality of the big general group of ours, and then specifically and on purpose to the nation of Israel here in the land of Israel, and then to the land of Israel, to the people of Israel that are in every place in the world, and then through them to all of the nations of the world. This is what he explains to us there. And we must do this both within and without. Sometimes people are interpreting me as if I'm saying, oh, you should leave this and do only this, and to do either just internality or not, or just do externality. We must do it all. Otherwise, we will not be the connector between the Creator and all creatures. And we have a given amount of time for this, and it's not a lot. We truly don't have time for all kinds of politics, and also don't be afraid of it. What could be? What could happen? Someone's going to write something about it. Let them write. It'll be even more publicized. What could there be? We've got sources. We've got everything. What are we saying? Something that it's not logical? Go to Europe, to America, and hear what they're talking about, the Jews. Everything is logical. What about it, Shayovitz?
On the one hand, you talk about the urgency of the matter, which is on a rise, and on the other hand, you say that it starts from internality to externality. On the other hand, today, there wasn't a restart, but there was a complete delete, where we didn't even reach the Zohar with the right intention. I mean, how do we now, from this point, from this complete delete, we come out from the internality to the externality, meaning that if I have to take one thing from the lesson and hold on to it, or all of us together, how do you do it so it will be created from the internality to the externality?
How do you know which state is better and which is worse? Tell me. Is the state of despair, the empty, the dark state, not the one that makes us exit Egypt? I do not scrutinize the states. I need to demand, like a little small one, with all my might, to cry out.
That's what I'm asking. What? What?
However I can depict it to myself. Doesn't matter. I can never imagine the upper degree.
What do we have to demand today together? What kind of a short, precise demand do all of us have to come out of the lesson today with in order to perform, to make the best out of the lesson and keep it for the rest of the day till the workshop?
It depends who you're writing it for. You're saying for us?
I'm talking internally.
No, because from degree to degree, it really changes. Internally, the intention that was missing to us in the Zohar is that I want to be immersed in everyone and there to find the Creator. There. That's it. Nothing else other than that. It's simple.
And how do I connect that with what you said about the people of Israel around the world?
If I'm immersed in the group, and there I embrace the Creator and find myself embraced, hugging Him. Now, all that I receive from Him and from the group already interprets the Creator for me in connection, in unity, in warmth. It divides the upper light to parts for me. Within them, there's already the desires, and it's already a message, a system. This group is already... I want to pass it on to the nation of Israel so it will receive this imprint in which all the desires are there and for and against, and within it is the upper light. And that's how it goes through the people of Israel to all of the world. And that's how the Creator is revealed. Continue till the end. Okay, we'll let our friend, he came from afar.
He says, and then we will feel the rejoicing of redemption. With this weight we have on our shoulders, that the whole world actually depends on the connection between us, how do we do it happily?
I do not carry the whole earth on my shoulders. Not at all. I feel myself as an adapter. That's it. I don't have anything for it. I am between the Creator and all the creatures. They have a problem? I tell them who to turn to. He has a problem? I tell them who to bestow to. It's a role, it's not a joke. But it's as if I have no responsibility. Guys, it's like I'm standing in the gate. Come on, please come in. I'm truly nothing. It appears to us that there's nothing easier than this role. On one hand, you're connected to the Keter as Gar de Bina. On the other hand, you're connected to Malchut as Zat de Bina. You yourself do not exist. There's only this middle point, which is called the middle third of Tiferet, where you constantly decide where more and where less, and how much yes and how much not. In this, you need to manage the traffic. No more than that.
How do I do it happily, all the time, to be in a happy feeling?
Who doesn't want to be a manager? Everyone wants to be managers. From the smallest child, you can see how he wants to be a manager, and until the big kids. It all depends on your approach, on your attitude, that we don't understand. We're afraid of responsibility. We're afraid of... criticism and how people might not like it, but There's nothing you can do. We need to do what is upon us and as much as we can. Next to Rabash, it was easy for me. I do what I'm capable. That's all. Meaning, if I don't expect for greatness, no one can come to me with a complaint. That's how I remember myself. That's how I found myself a certain place. They can come to me with a complaint. Friends, am I doing anything criminal? No. So what do you want? Whatever I can, I do. The fact that I'm not the best, I'm not the most correct, right, and others. Each does what he's capable. Only I do a little bit more, so they come to me with more criticism. Well, I'm doing, this is my role, and your job is to do criticism. But again, I'm telling you, if you carry out what you think is right, what do you have so much to be afraid of what people will talk about you? Let them talk. This is what I'm capable. This is what I am. In this, it's like you're distancing them. Well, let them talk. They have to talk about something. They have to fill up their time, their place and time somehow. Let them talk. And therefore, there's... From where do we have this lack of confidence? If you look at the whole world, with what nonsense they're filling themselves up with, why can't you, with what you think it's even somewhat correct and right? I don't know. I'm afraid of someone who's going to say, do I consider him? Do I need to lower myself to that kind of degree? Only if it harms dissemination. For then, I need to truly arrange myself what to say, how to say, who to say, so that he will be able to absorb in the right way the idea, the message from me. Here I may need experts to know where to close my mouth a little bit, to turn myself a little bit this way, to adapt myself, just like we do with children, for the benefit of the user to whom I'm delivering it. But actually, nothing. It's easy work. And what can be? I don't understand. We're so contemplative about it, and messed up about it. Yes, Lior.
The hardship is that people listen. It's not that we're afraid of saying what we have to say, but the whole hardship is that we want for the people that we talk to listen. We talk for many years and few listen, and if we'll come again and tell them the words that Bala Sulam says and rewrite them, no one in Israel wants to hear these things. No one wants to take such a responsibility upon themselves, such a threat. They want to feel something good. They want completely different things. We are broadcasting on this frequency, and the people are a mile below that.
That's Moshe's complaints.
No, but we have to do something about it.
And what should we do about it?
I think we should turn to the feelings than to the mind.
Okay, wonderful. So you have already a solution?
I have a thought. I don't know if it's...
Well, realize it. Implement it. But we have no choice. I'm just saying that excuses will not help.
That's clear, too. We have to sit and decide what do we do.
And sit down and decide, but quickly. As fast as possible, we need to decide. And from decision, come to implementation. We must. I'm looking.
Um,
Like we know, Sunday is a festive day for all of our friends in the world.
It's difficult work.
We have a lesson with you today at 5 p.m. Israel time and a workshop. And in South America, they have an integral education workshop. And in North America, there's a meal where all the friends unite with Australia. It's cold with the blizzard and all, but the hearts are warm and everyone's invited to that meal after the workshop.
Meaning after we do the workshop in the evening, there's a giant meal in all over North America, and I will come to them to be in contact with them, and everyone is invited to be partnering with us in this. Other than that, I have connection with the Italy group this afternoon, where Moshe and Alon are right now. And as much as I heard, I also received from Alon, actually from both of them, I received a message that everything is really doing good. I'll be talking to them at 2 in the afternoon also. Everyone wants to can join me. The topic for the workshop is, do we have something to say about that? It's a workshop about a workshop. Okay? I don't know. We'll pose certain questions. What is a workshop? How? What? For what? To scrutinize the topic itself. What is the gathering? What is this standing which is called a workshop? Or you have something?
Maybe how to be in the middle third of Tiferet, how to be in that state where we constantly choose correctly.
We'll do that on Tuesday in a national manner. You hear? We'll try to sentences, not the middle third, but this definition, how to be connected above, below, how to decide correctly. In the middle. It's written about this in the work of the sacrifices in the Holy Temple. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Holiness for the Creator. And we'll think. It's a good topic, but not today. And at the end of the day, it's difficult. We need something that connects people more. And there it's more. It belongs to people, to a wider audience on Tuesday. Okay, actually. Well, quickly. Trans. You're starting to sleep a little already,
eh?
The more we advance, we see that students in the world have Kli have more and more problems. They don't have a strong environment. The more we advance, they don't have a strong environment. What can we do to strengthen them?
We can only do one more thing, and that is for them to be more connected to us. There's no chance to succeed if they're not connecting between them in one place and here and learn together with us and do what we do. That's it. It's impossible to do it otherwise. If they don't do a lesson every day, if you're missing one day, you already have a ton of disturbances. And if more than that, then even more. You must find a job which obligates you to be in the group. All kinds of roles, all kinds of responsibilities and commitments, so that you'll be, how you're going to be connected to others, others will be connected to you. even though you don't see this, but you just must, be in this all the time, and all the lessons, and to read the blog, and participate in dissemination. In short, you don't have time? Find it. It doesn't matter when. But if you're under the influence of the foreign environment, each in the place where he lives, and you start quarreling in the groups because the will to receive is growing even more, and you don't know how to solve them, which is done especially like that from above.
Stop seeing each other on the level of beasts. Start seeing each other on the level of humans. Humans, it means that their head is higher than the body, and it's not that they're on the same level. The head, the body, and the butt. Stop being like animals, and then everything will fall into place. And with these pleasant words, Sunday, World Unity Day, on Cub TV. 5, virtual lesson with Dr. Lightman, 6:30, World Yeshivat Chaverim, and at 7 p.m., the World Workshop with Dr. Lightman. And the Tuesday evening Israel Time Workshop. We'll have a workshop, and it will be probably on the topic of what Marik asked during the lesson, and so everyone's invited. Have a great day and a great night.
כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות Star